Hello, hello, ladies and gentlemen. Hello. We're going to do a fairly quick and to the point live stream today about InfoWars and specifically Harrison Smith. Not often do I get an opportunity to reveal to people exactly the deceptive characteristics of a lot of people in media. This is a perfect day to do that. And yesterday I talked about how Alex Jones wouldn't allow me back on his little show where he sells his boner pills. Oh, by the way, real quick, this is Alex Jones's grandfather, Gary. He invented the dumpster pump and the roller skate sodomy. So he should be very proud of his grandson, Alex. All jokes aside, let's get to the point. As you can see, I'm working. Right now, my son is literally inspired by the landscape that I've been doing, so he's painting his mother paintings. It's unbelievably adorable. But lapdog Harrison Smith, who I've never trusted, but he will get to the bottom of it, he virtue signaled against me today on Twitter publicly. So let's just get right down to business. If you Google Harrison Smith, you get this guy. He is, you know, pages and pages and pages of an actual male who plays for the Vikings. It's very hard to find this Harrison Smith, but he works for InfoWars. You have to search Harrison Smith InfoWars to even find anything about him, because this guy is an actual man and this guy is a worm. Okay, I did a moon debate with Harrison Smith in which he publicly was saying that I was wrong for claiming we never went to the moon. And by the end, he admitted that I was right, but I never talked smack about him. Bear in mind that even when Nightwave Radio was coming at me with some guns, hard, coming at me all the time, Harrison Smith sided with Nightwave Radio, and I still didn't slander him. I saw it as a difference of opinion. And if you think that they were right, fine. I'm not even that tribal when it comes to internet feuds. But what I am about to reveal to you is quite telling. Also, it's quite telling about how Alex Jones runs his organization. The people that work for him do not respect him in the least. Okay, here I'm not going to say who this is with, because I'm actually keep people fairly private that don't deserve this. This is a relatively famous YouTuber who was saying something somewhat negative about old Harrison Smith, and this was my response. Alex is great. Harrison thinks we went to the moon. Good dude, but moon blind spot. That's even after he sided with Nightwave Radio and publicly said I was an idiot for thinking we didn't go to the moon. Now, let's talk about how I met Harrison Smith. He reached out to me to do his silly little show. Wait till you see what he said about me on Twitter, and then wait to the reveal. It's unreal. Okay, so that's actual male Harrison Smith. This is the worm. All right. Email one. It was great meeting you in New York City. I would love to be a guest in the War Room with Orrin Schreier. We cover current news, mostly political, blah, blah, blah. We broadcast from InfoWars. I think that you were planning on coming to Austin. If that's the case, we'd love to do blah, blah, blah. All right. I don't even know if I responded. Here's another one. Hey, buddy, just saw the video about Sam Harris. Great stuff. I want to send you this. At this point, I'm starting to like the guy because he's talking about Christianity. He's like, you married the theme of the video. All right, so we're having a good conversation. I may have written back, awesome, bro, but I like him at this point. Like C.S. Lewis. Good stuff. Hey, Owen, loved having you on the War Room today. So this is all setting up when he acts like I should be grateful for Alex Jones giving me a platform. By the way, that's what people who groom children act like. You should be grateful. Yeah, right, buddy. Wait till the reveal. This, by the way, this is humiliating for Harrison Smith. Do not poke bears. Hey, Owen, loved having you on the War Room today. I did his little War Room. No one cares about the War Room. I've been in movies and on television, and also I don't care about any of that stuff. I did it because he talked to me about C.S. Lewis. Hope you have a great time. Everyone here loved it. You couldn't hear it, but you had the control room cracking up. He's such a little snake, just a little kiss ass. Great talking to you. Definitely let me know what you have coming up. If you have a big project release, it would be... How about when I got demonetized and you guys wouldn't let me on because I made fun of Jews once? Wait till you see it. Wait till you see what I got coming up, guys. By the way, paypal.me/feedthebear if you want to feed that bear. Unauthorized.tv. We will beat InfoWars and viewers. Mark my words, you little snakes. Hugepianist.com. Hit the Rogan Up button. Share it. Share it with everyone. And Alex, I hope you're listening to this as you're on your little, your gay little machine that you're doing cardio at on, and your little earphones, you sweaty little snake. These are the people who work for you. Okay. So this was his first tweet today. Just watched it. Weak shit. Baseless accusations, name calling, butthurt. Alex gives him a massive platform and Owen repays him by slandering and libeling him. Libeling? Nothing I said was libelous, Harrison. In fact, I'm not even revealing even more stuff. If you want to play these games of deception, wait till the reveal, Harrison. Anyone who knows Alex knows he doesn't judge people as groups. Why would you go on his show and do that? Oh, what about globalists, Democrats, liberals, LGBT, Hillary supporters, George Soros supporters? Groups, what the hell do you think globalists are, Harrison? What about liberals? Democrats are rigging the election. Liberal, right? Everything is a group. Saying the word chair is a group. That's how our brains work, dumb shit. And by the way, out of all of us, I'm the only one that has any ethnic relatives that are actually Jewish. You, by the way, there's no info on you because no one cares about you. The only Harrison Smith people care about is that guy because he's actually an athlete. Okay. Let's continue. So then what does he say? One of the legendary bears that I am so blessed to have around me, because I'm not even allowed on Twitter. People just send me this stuff. I agree, no protected classes. At the same time, painting an entire class, religion, or race as sneaky or whatever is not cool. Oh, is it not cool? You call liberals idiots. All a Jew is a decision, because I'm not an actual racist, Harrison. I don't believe they have special DNA. I don't think that their seed of Abraham makes them special because I am a Christian. All I see Jews are is people that either have rejected Christ or just like matzo ball soup and have no path in life at all. It's not racial, Harrison, and they are a bit sneaky. But guess what, Harrison? They're actually good at being sneaky, unlike you. I got you in a trap that no Jew would ever allow themselves to be trapped in because you are very sneaky, but you're also very, very stupid. Fundamentally at odds with the individualistic philosophy of InfoWars. Yeah. Keep telling yourself that. You guys are a bunch of boner pill salesmen. You're literally snake oil salesmen. You literally sell snake oil. Oh, I got to take the snake oil because the globalists are coming. You know, they're coming, they're gay frogs, they're you got to take the pills. Praise or redemption of an entire race is unacceptable to me. Jews aren't a race, Harrison. It's a rejection of logos. That's what it means. If someone can convert to Judaism, like, I don't know, Trump's daughter? So can you convert to black? Can you convert to Hispanic? Can you convert to Chinese? Then it isn't a race, dumb shit. Think, use your brain. You can't come at me and win. Wait till the reveal, you pathetic worm. Okay, then he says, okay, watch this. Ready? This was a video that someone did a compilation of me, a legend, deplorable discourse bear, great guy. His last video bummed me out because my friend, a Jew, very good friend of mine, who committed suicide was in it, and it bothered me, but other than that, he's great. He did a compilation of all the times I said Jew in this one stream in late January, early February. I uploaded this in early February because the date matters. Okay? The date of this matters. Ready? Here we go.
I wonder how many times I've said Jew this episode.
Jews.
Jews are Jews. I'll give you 6 million reasons why Jews are hated. I'll give you 20 million reasons why Jews are hated. I don't make the rules, the Jews do. This is the Jews, I guarantee it. Jews, it's the Jews. My only complaint about Jews, Jews lead both immorality and morality. Jews often lead immoral media. Is a Jew I trust? Jews I trust, he's one of them. Jesus was Jewish. Until you guys killed him. I've always been pretty fascinated with Jews, because you know I'm not a Jew hater. That's my fucking theory, and I think they're going to use the Jews. The Jews that get it.
Okay, so you get the idea. You can watch the video. Now we get into, and by the way, that was so long ago, there was snow on the ground. Look around now. Does it look like there's snow on the ground? My facial hair is completely different. Now let's get into the ambition of Harrison Smith. And this is why I don't have a lot of powerful friends in media. When people say, oh, Owen burns bridges, it's riddled with snakes and deceivers and people with ambition who want money and fame. Okay? Look at the date of this. From Harrison Smith to Owen Benjamin Smith, March 14th, 2019. Let's make a movie. Let's read the emails. How's that sound? Harrison, you little snake. March 14th. That Jew compilation was from January, February. None of this is new. In my last special, I did a joke about Jews. Two specials ago, I said, people keep saying Trump is literally Hitler. And I say, Trump isn't literally Hitler. Hitler was a great leader. I did that joke like three specials ago. I also did a joke, people keep telling me that I'm literally Adolf Hitler, and I'm like, thanks, but not yet. Not yet. None of this is new. Now let's read what Harrison Smith wrote me. Behind your back, Alex. The things that these people tell people you wouldn't believe, Alex. Get your house in order, Alex. This is a guy who works for you, Alex. Hey, man, would you have any interest in helping develop star in a feature comedy? Let's just really quick. Alex gives him a massive platform and Owen repays him by slandering and libeling him. Meanwhile, behind the scenes, he wants to use my name and talent for his own benefit. I get it all the time. Would you be interested in helping develop star in a feature comedy? I have a few money men in Texas. No one cares about your money, Harrison. Read the Bible. Jesus flip the tables of the little money guys that want to start producing films with conservative morals, or at least cater to the audience that Hollywood hates. Would love to have you involved, and I have several concepts that I want to go over with you. Oh, we'll get to your concepts, Harrison. And by the way, you want to talk about slander? You painted me as an anti-Semite on Twitter today, Harrison. You said I should be grateful for your shitty little channel, Harrison. By the way, people are turning from InfoWars in droves ever since that Joe Rogan debacle where Alex literally said that Jesus Christ told him to attack the snake and the Satanist, and then they're butt pumping behind a dumpster, just like Alex Jones's grandfather who invented the roller skate butt pump. Let's go to the next pitch. By the way, this is all at well after Jewish montages of me making fun of Jews. Okay, hey Owen. Would love to get a, by the way, my only response in five messages was one word. Yes. That's all I said. He said that weeks later, I saw it. I was like, yes, because I like to keep my options open. Who knows? Maybe he can get a budget. Maybe we can make a movie. Usually they don't though. I said one word to him. Yes. This is what he responds with. March 13th, March 19th, very recently. Harrison, you snake. You're not smart enough to be sneaky, Harrison. Leave it to the Jews. You can't play ball on this level. Hey, Owen, would love to get down some rough timeline for production and get the ball rolling. I bet you do, Harrison. I would like to have a script complete in the next 6 months. You won't. And sometime this fall, either get together in Austin or we can bring a crew up to where you are to shoot a teaser to help secure funding. Not interested anymore, Harrison. Here are the pitches that I think you will enjoy. Manifesting Destiny. Well, you've done that today, Harrison. A madcap comedy of errors. Sounds hilarious already. Set in the days of the gold rush. By the way, you want to talk about Jewish involvement. Look into the 49ers. Unqualified pioneer Gusto Montgomery. By the way, it's never a good sign when you've named your character before even outlining a script. Leads his wagon caravan west, maintaining his cheerful optimism through all the dangers, adventures, disasters, Mexican banditry, Indian trickery. Hey, Harrison, you just called Indians tricksters. That goes against everything we stand for. Anyone who knows Alex knows he doesn't judge people in groups. I agree, no protected classes. At the same time, painting an entire class religion or race as sneaky or whatever is not cool. Okay, well, according to your pitch, Harrison, you already just said Indian trickery. You can't poke bears, motherfucker. It doesn't end well for you. Liars get revealed. And I'm just back here on my property. Bam, 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 bam. Because I don't want what you have, Harrison. I've starred in Hollywood movies. I've been main characters in huge blockbuster movies. It doesn't bring you anywhere. Don't lie, Harrison. Use the noodle. Oh, and Alex, your employees don't respect you, you little fat little drunk. Okay, Mexican banditry. Oh my God, you said Mexicans are bandits. Indian trickery. And Italian poppery that besets, by the way, that alliteration is pathetic, that besets him and his ensemble of ill-fated followers. Okay, pass. Let's see what else he got. The mysterious Mr. Bones. Well, does he buy his boner pills from Alex Jones for like $1,000? Because the globalists are coming. Hillary's coming for me. No. You're all in bed together, Alex, you little liar. Joseph Blue has lived in the city all his life, but now that he has a daughter and a son on the way, he has decided to trade the high-rise downtown for a piece of land in the country. The only trouble is the landlord, Mr. Bones, whose crazy ramblings and bizarre habits, by the way, that's ageism. Why? Because he's old, he rambles. Leaves the whole family second-guessing the move. No way. Oh, that's such a good movie idea. That is until some of his most insane conspiracy theories start coming true, like Jews being sneaky. And they must join forces to save the world. Hey, Harrison, you know, most landlords are Jewish, so Joseph Blue should be named Joseph Bluestein. You dumb little man. Now we have pitch number three. By the way, this is very recently he's telling me this and then publicly slandering me. Eighth Prince of Hell. I love that I get to show you guys what really goes on with these Hollywood types, these ambitious little snakes. Out of one mouth, they're like, Owen, I want you to star in a movie because you're wicked, because people really like you and you're really talented and you have a big audience and you're a skilled actor. Owen is an anti-Semite, and we do not stand for that at the Alex Jones Show. You sweating yet, Harrison? Are you crying? You crying like a girl? You crying, Harrison? You crying like a little baby? People have told me you cry. People have told me you cry a lot. Are you crying? Thousands of people right now are looking at you like, that's pathetic. You snake, you liar. And you're on a network called InfoWars, and the whole brand is telling the truth. Guess what, Harrison? No one's going to believe you now. Eighth Prince of Hell, after scoring the earth for millennia. Whoa, that's a long time, Harrison. A whole millennia? The seven princes of hell, seven deadly sins. Well, I've watched you commit about five today, Harrison. Finally locate their long-lost brother, a dude named Dave. Wow. I mean, that's what we need you for, Harrison. This is the kind of writing that we need. You know, do you think I don't know rich money guys? I prefer farming and talking to my family. What do you think you bring to the table? You know, I don't know what I bring to the table. I'm a writer. Check this out. A dude named Dave, who has never stopped to wonder why he seems to live forever. Awful concept, by the way. A dude named Dave, who never stopped to wonder why he lives forever. Do you think you're a writer? Let me know what you think and when you will be available for a quick call. Obviously, I want you involved creatively as much as possible. You think? You can't write. You're not funny. No one cares about you. And would love to get your input before the scripting process. You've never written a script. I've done punch-ups on some of the biggest comedy movies you've ever seen. You've never written or sold a script. I have. I sold a script once for $125,000. I'm a skilled scriptwriter. You are terrible. Say, a dude named Dave? You think that brings something? Okay, this is what he tweeted about me today. Just watched it. Weak shit. Baseless accusations. Name calling. Butthurt. He called me butthurt. Harrison, I think your butt's going to hurt a little more after today than mine. My butt's just fine. Alex gives him a massive platform, and Owen repays him by slandering and libeling him. No, I just said what really happened, word for word. And if you want to keep poking and digging, I'm not going anywhere. Anyone who knows Alex knows he doesn't judge people as groups. The globalists, the liberals, the Hillary Clinton. Yeah, yeah. Well, why he called a bunch of frogs gay. I mean, that's slanderous to frogs. You people are fucking morons. Why would you go on a show and do that? You people paid me nothing, and I don't need an audience. I don't care. I care about what I do. I don't need to reach more people because I don't sell boner pills. You poked the wrong dude. You poked a guy that does not value what you value. I don't need fame. I don't need money. I don't need approval from psychopaths. Don't ever come at me ever again. Don't say my name never again and tell Alex the same thing, that his little lapdog, his little stooge, made a mistake and he's sorry. Hit the like button and share. Hugepianist.com. Bye-bye, everybody. Mwah. Harrison, fuck off.